פרק י"ג סעיף פ"א בגד שאין בו כפלים נקראים כלל מוטל לקפלי. A beggar which you can't see the fold, the pleats all together, one's allowed to go and fold it on Shabbos. לכן מוטל לקפל סמיכות וסריגים עבים, אם הם הכפלים נקראים בהם. A person is allowed to go and fold a blanket or a quilt, or if a person has got a sweater, or any sort of beggar which is thick. And because of the thickness, one doesn't see the fold, doesn't see the pleat on it. One's allowed to go and fold it on Shabbos because one doesn't see you doing anything. So any thick, thick beggar, like a coat or a blanket, thick begadim, you don't have any problem from folding them on Shabbos. Pay base. Mutter lekapel kvasim. כאשר אינו מקפיד כלל על צורת הכיפול. וכל כוונות היא רק כדי להוקל על סידור הבגד במקום. A person which has a lot of washing on the bed, let's say, and he wants to put it in the cupboard, and he can't put it in the cupboard unless he goes and folds it up. There isn't enough place. So the reason why he's folding it up is not in order to make it straightened, but in order to make place. And then a person is allowed to fold it on Shabbos. Ach, im Chavin gam lefashet zakfalim ala beget heise osef. A person does it also for the reasoning, in order to go and smoothen out the creases on Shabbat, he's not allowed to do it. If his only intention is in order to go and put it in the right place, but not altogether in order to go and straighten out the kmatim, then one's allowed to do it. But if he has also intention in order to go and straighten out the creases, the one's not allowed to do it on Shabbos. He says in the footnote that even if one's allowed to do it, one has to know. If one does it for weekday, one has to know if one's allowed to do it in order if there's not a problem from Hachon and Lechoil. If there's no problem from Hachon and Lechoil, then there's no reasoning that you don't need it in order to go and to make straighten the creases, one's allowed to do it on Shabbos. Hey Gimel, beggar to Oymed Me'elov Lefi Kipulov. A person who hangs this sort of beggar, and this sort of beggar, when you hang it, it automatically goes into its pleats, then there's no problem altogether to go and hanging it. Because you're not doing something special in order to put it in its pleats, you're just hanging it, and automatically it goes into its pleats alone. In the footnote, he says, with pants, trousers, if a person wants to put them together in at the top, and automatically it will fall down into its pleat, into its fold. He's not sure if one's allowed to do that, because you're holding it in an angle to help it fall into its fold, into its pleat. That one has to know. He's not sure if one's allowed to do that on Shabbos. Pei Dalet, Magbat, Shenitkamto, Emi Rako, Moto, the second of Shabbos. A person got a hat, which a person, let's say, sat down on it, and it got squashed. Now he wants to know if he's allowed to do and put it back into place. A person, if the hat is a soft fabric, like normal hats are, one's allowed to go and amend it on Shabbos because it's very, not considered you're doing something, because it's very easy to go and put it back. It's not considered you have amended it. So that's what all the poskim manenu say. Pei hey, moter lahachnis b'tech analase imum. One's allowed to put into the shoe a shoe holder. Explains Kelam Yuchd Lishma al Tzos Nal. You put it inside the shoe in order to hold the shoe should be stay in the status in the size it is. I will also ask Ken Ima Imum Machivas Analo Matzivas Tzuroso. If the tachlis from this shoe holder is in order to go and widen the shoe or to hold it in a certain to go and make not hold it to make sure it goes into a certain size that you're not allowed to do because you're amending the shoe. If you're not amending the shoe, if you're only putting it there in order that the shoe should not lose what the shape which it is, then you're allowed to do it. But if you want to amend the shoe with it, you want to make it wider or to make sure it goes into a certain size, then you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Perek Yud Dalad, a new perek, a new melacha, Isa Tzeda, to hunt, to trap, is a malacha min atzeya, one of the obvious malachas to go and trap an animal, an insect, any sort of living animal, let's say. A person, living person, is already not so straightforward. That person, if a person will take a child and put him inside a pen or something, it is not so straightforward altogether. It's a seder by a person. But a kopponim by an animal is the issa from seder, from trapping. So if Aleph, hatsod balei chayim b'shabbos, a person who goes and hunts or traps any living being on Shabbos, an animal, over al issa toya shemalacha seder, he's over min atoya, one of the malachas which is called seder, hunting. It is a name ben im tzad as a balachayim b'yodov, ben im tzad oisa b'reshet. No difference if you go and trap it with one's hands. If a person goes and traps a fly going in the room, even if it doesn't kill it, if he traps it without killing it, even if he traps it with his hands, he's chayev issa toya from seder, ben im tzad oisa b'reshet, or with a net. Or he puts it in a cage. Other place. We even learn sometimes if you close the door, then you're closing it into the room, then it could also be an issa d'oraisa from seder. Hamadas malkodet, to go and put a trap. Also base. Also, laniach the Shabbos mitzuda on malkotet amanos lotzud balechayim. There's not allowed to put up a net or a trap in order to go and trap balechayim on Shabbos. Then mitzuda with Shabbos, if they trapped an animal on Shabbos, how is it also midrabbon and they base it? It's only also midrabbon because you're not 100% certain that if the animal will come into it on Shabbos. Therefore, it's only osam d'rabbonim. To be osam in atoya, it has to be in a way that the animal's already running into it, and you put the trap there, then maybe it'll be osam in atoya. But putting up a normal trap on Shabbos is also midrabbonim. Gimel, mutal amid mitzudoi malkotis be'erev Shabbos. If this wants to put up a trap on Erev Shabbos, that you're allowed to do. Amanosh yilkudu behem balechayim. Afilu nitzogu balechayim. B'Shabbos im b'zeh isu. Even if the animal will get trapped on Shabbos, a person's not allowed to put a trap, let's say for a mouse, on Shabbos, that we learned in Sif Beis. You're not allowed to put up a trap on Shabbos for a mouse. If a person wants to put it up on Erev Shabbos, and even though that we know on Shabbos in the morning, Shabbos by night is going to go and get trapped, he's allowed to do that because the person's got no issue to do a malacha before Shabbos. This is only to do a malacha on Shabbos.